the field with us right now, the chairman of the Alpine Bank Junior College World Series, Jamie Hamilton. Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
I'm doing good. Ready to get going.
We're getting
end of the month. We have it here.
It's right. It's May 1 today, and so yeah. we are closing in fast on the Junior College World Series, and so some unfinished business, and that's who's going to speak at this year's Junior College Baseball World Series. And if you're a Rockies baseball fan, you've heard this guy a bazillion times. It's not really a number, but you've heard him a lot. And that's Drew Goodman.
Drew Goodman. Yeah. Drew has a great history with our tournament. If you remember him back when we televised, back when Seplesio got it done, televised him and Irv Brown did the championship game.
I remember that. I remember meeting Irv Brown. It was such an honor to meet Irv when he came over here.
Right. So we had good times with them. We used to have on, before the IF game, that Saturday morning, we'd have a home run derby with their whole production crew and our guys. And Drew took it quite serious. He could play a little bit. He could swing the bat. And so, but got to know him pretty well, followed his career. He's done a great job. He's truly the voice of the Rockies, just like you're the voice of JUCO. And he was gracious enough now with this new arrangement of television opportunities with MLB versus when he was employed by the Rockies. It freed up the weekend, and he's agreed to do it.
And so I know that you and I talked. Jeff Houston was kind of in the queue as well.
Yes.
He was on deck potentially, and Travis Hafner was a gentleman that you had initially approached.
Yeah,
unfortunately, Buckeye boy's he's very sad. When I told him it was not going to be
a little disappointed,
he was a little sad about that.
Well, we worked on that. Worked with MLB's Speakers Bureau and wanted to get someone relatively young compared to some of the people that we've had here. Not anything against that. It's just that some of the younger players just didn't identify with those players. So we reached out to Travis, as was on board up until like the 1st of February, and then realized that he has a travel team tournament with one of his sons that he's coaching down in Florida, and so had to back out. And so then we kind of rallied around a couple other names and then went out to Drew, and Drew said if he could do it, Jeff would be on board. And so I felt that it was good enough. Plus, he's relevant right now because he's seeing all these young players, and he knows about the JUCO history. I mean, he's televised it and broadcast it there, so he's followed all those young men and made their way up to the big league. So I think the message is pretty good, and he's just a good baseball guy and a good man in particular.
So will this be the traditional speech from Drew? Is it going to be Q&A? Have you sorted that out?
Yeah, that's a good question. I really haven't haven't addressed that.
I'm personally kind of just curious.
Yeah,
this is what I need to
prepare
involved
for. As MC. I'll ask him that.
Okay,
that's really good question.
If he wants to do a Q&A, that'd be funny. Yeah. He has 1,000 great stories,
right.
more than that, and certainly would do. Does not need my assistance at all. Drew Goodman knows how to talk to a crowd, and so that'd be fantastic. Whatever he decides to do, and so, like you said, I think it is important because Drew does have that connection to what's going on in baseball right now,
right?
And I think that the stories they'll be able to tell will be, I think, very compelling for the players coming in.
Yeah, well, my conversations with him, it's really, he's a traditionalist, he's a purist in baseball, but he's seen how the game has changed. So he can really speak to that and what, in talking with these young big leaguers and how they're approaching the game different than maybe some of us have done it in the past. But he gets it, he understands it, and they're all top quality players. You're in the big league, so you deserve it.
Absolutely. We hope to get Drew on the program here the next couple of days to talk about coming to Grand Junction to speak at this year's Junior College World Series banquet. Banquet ticket sales are on sale today, correct?
That's correct. That's correct. So call down to the office, the JUCO office, and we have, I think we're manning that Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and we can help you get your tickets ordered. And we're talking with the Chamber of Commerce, and they'll be coordinating some things as well.
Jamie Hamilton, chairman of the Alpine Bank Junior College Baseball World Series, with us today on the Team Sports Network, called Palisade and Rifle last week over at Seplesio, and the new fences look fantastic, by the way. Look great over there. I know that trying to maybe reduce a little wear and tear as far as some games not being played there right now, and in preparation to try to get that signage up, but also get the field ready for, of course, Memorial Day weekend.
Right. Well, the field looks considerably better than it did a year ago at this time.
Yes.
But if you're up top, obviously you can see that there's some burn spots and some grass issues in the outfield, which we've always had because we've talked about the high water table over there. But city crews have really done a really nice job of maintaining it and getting it. It's really green. And I think I told you last year when we had that televised on ESPN, one of my friends in Florida said, "What happened to the field?" Because it was yellow.
Right.
so we're it really looks good that way. And then they are taking it, kind of seed it a little bit and use the next couple of weeks. But because then it gets busy with graduation over at the facility. And Mesa, fortunately, has a great facility when they host the RMAC and maybe super regionals. So everything falls into place, so it works out well. It
usually works out. All comes together. Jamie Hamilton, chairman of the Alpine Bank Junior College Baseball World Series, with us today. And just taking a quick look at the JUCO poll for Division I this week. Jamie, Gaston College, Sean Doty's team was here last year, the Rhinos. Number one team right now, Johnson County Community College, Georgia Highlands, Iowa Western, Central Arizona round out the top five right now as far as the poll as we get closer and closer to, of course, qualifying teams to come to Grand Junction.
Yeah, and actually that's when Florida starts playing here for their playoffs to get do their state, because they always qualified a couple weeks ahead of schedule. And so, yeah, it's getting down to tournament time, that's for sure.
No doubt about it. Jamie Hamilton with us today on the program. Since Drew Goodman is coming to town to speak, let's talk about the team that he covers, the Rockies. We're having a less than stellar season. Just yesterday's game, they score 5 runs in the first. This is reverse Buckeye, right, of what they've been doing.
Yeah.
Because they've been typically getting down big in the first inning. They score 5 runs on the road at Miami, Jamie. You're thinking, okay, this is the Rockies' day. Until the Marlins score 5 runs in the 9th inning and then win it 7-6 in 10 innings. That's pretty much on brand for the Rockies.
On the drive over here, I heard you talk about that. But that's the first I heard about it, because it's still, you don't access them anymore. And it's just...
It's mind-boggling. You can score 5 runs in the first inning and end up losing a game.
No question. Especially as you pointed out, the performance by the starting pitching staff was pretty good. Just not the bullpen.
Yeah.
So at least they're lucky they got back into America after going down the plane.
That's what they love, back in the country. Yeah, they didn't keep their passports, so not let them come back.
Yeah. Well, have a better chance of winning that way.
Yeah, maybe they could play the Mexican League. That's right. I don't know. Maybe they might. I don't know how things would go.
They'd have trouble.
They might be in last place of that league as well. One final thing about JUCO. We talked about instant replay. Went well last year. I know I probably brought this up last time, but I don't want to be redundant, but any tweaks, anything that's going to be different in regard to instant replay that maybe you learned from last year? Because it sure seemed like it worked really effectively last year.
It was really good with Randy Upton up in the press box and doing it, and a couple of our people down right on the field. It went fast, and they prided ourselves on timing it, getting it going, see what the interjections and interruptions were being, and it just really didn't impact us.
I guess for people that are not familiar with the process, how are the umpires selected for the Junior College World Series? Because I think that I get that question on occasion. Let's go to the man that knows. How does that process work for umpires being chosen?
Well, we streamlined it and lined it about 20 years ago because people really wanted to get here. And so we asked for letters of recommendation or a nomination. Then we go, we have it used to be Dr. Jim Pirano,
right,
that knew all those umpires, and then he could call and get background checks, so to speak, and see what coaches thought and those type of things. And so we tried to get it out of different regions to bring them in throughout the country. Actually Kyle Rush and Colton Ary and Walt Bergman still kind of check the names and then make calls on and see if anybody's really interested, and then we do the invite.
Of course, we've had Pancho Flores here locally for many, many years, so...
Jared Ferentz,
yep.
Olin did it for a while, so we've had some good umpires from Grand Junction.
Absolutely, no doubt about that. Tickets are on sale now online for the games at JUCOGJ.org, and then the banquet tickets, you go down to the JUCO office, correct?
Right.
Home Loan Building.
Correct. That is correct in that, and then season tickets, season passes will be May 10th, I believe.
All right. So get yourself ready. Of course, we'll have every game right here on the Team Sports Network of this year's Alpine Bank Junior College Baseball World Series. Looking forward to another great week of baseball here in Grand Junction starting Memorial Day weekend. Jamie, always appreciate it. Thanks for coming in today, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. It's the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network.
Yeah, I think they're like the best on the radio.
At least at the pro level, the best of the best.